Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Millions of Americans who rely on multivitamins and supplements to ward off winter colds are now wondering whether to bother after this week's Annals of Internal Medicine report findings. Let's look at this caveat for consumers with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hi, hello, Dave.
Well, first off, what percent of Americans take vitamins?
Well, it's huge. 50% of Americans, and we just asked this question within the last week, said that they take supplemental vitamins or minerals. That's one out of two of us take these vitamins, which, as you say, are now very controversial. What's interesting is the higher your level of education, Dave, the more likely you are to take vitamins. So this is not a lack of knowledge. In fact, 65% of Americans who have postgraduate educations take vitamins.
I might wonder if states including Pennsylvania with an older population, of course Florida comes to mind, have a higher percentage of residents who take vitamins.
Well, I assume they do because 68% of Americans who are 65 plus, let me say those numbers again, 68% of those who are 65 plus take multivitamins, and that's way down to under 40% of those who are young. So presumably any state that skews old is more likely to have residents who take supplemental vitamins.
Folks take vitamins to, as we said before, ward off colds, various aspects of health, and that includes sleep health.
Indeed. We've got some fascinating data here. Way back in 1942, Dave, for your time, before my time, Gallup was out asking Americans how much sleep do you get. And at that point, World War II had just started, mind you, 59% of Americans said they got 8 hours of sleep or more. Fast forward to today, we just updated the question. That's dropped all the way down to 34% who get 8 hours of sleep or more. There's some good news, though. In 1990, that 8 hours or more was only at 27%. So actually, we're getting a little more sleep now than we did in 1990, even though way back when, Americans clearly slept a lot more than they do now.
So with that, do Americans as a whole think they are sleep deprived?
43% say they're sleep deprived, and that skews young because lack of sleep skews young. In fact, the older you are, the more likely you are to report that you sleep more. And in fact, as the baby boom ages, it may be that all of us will be sleeping more on average because the population of America is clearly going to get old. But people with kids under 18, young people, they're the most likely to recognize and tell us at any rate that they don't get enough sleep.
And for those who don't get enough sleep, did Gallup specifically ask how many hours they do get?
The cut point is about 6 hours of sleep. So if you get under 7 hours of sleep, you're significantly more likely to tell us that you don't get enough sleep. If you get 8 hours or 9 hours of sleep, you tell us, sure, I'm getting plenty of sleep, at least as far as I'm concerned.
I can think of a couple of distractions for younger residents that might help keep them from hitting the pillow. The proliferation of video games and smartphones. And with that, let's talk about cell phone use.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Think back in the old days, in the 40s and before that, what did we have to do at night, right? You went to sleep because you didn't have all these electronic distractions, including phones. Government statistics just out on phones, and of course, I find these fascinating because we deal with phones for a living. This is the National Health Interview Survey run by the government, which comes out every 6 months with these estimates. 38% of Americans now are CPOs, Dave. That doesn't mean chief petty officer for those naval veterans out there. That means cell phone only. And that's up as recently as 10 years ago. Unbelievable. Back in 2003, only 3% of Americans didn't have a landline. And now that's up to almost 4 in 10.
Let's take a closer look. Does that break down by age?
It does. 66% of 25 to 29-year-olds, that group, don't have access to a landline in their household. And clearly, the older you get, the more likely you are to have a landline. In fact, when you're up to 65 plus, only 13% told the government in this survey that they didn't have a landline in their house.
I'm wondering if rural areas would also more likely rely on cell phones.
They do. The government, very nicely, broke this out by states. They estimated the cell phone only percentage in each state, and the winner is Idaho, which I think of as a more rural state. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me. You know, there's Boise and some other cities, but over 50% of residents in Idaho, 52% to be exact, are cell phone only, don't have access to a landline, and that's the highest in the nation. But you know, Dave, guess what the state is that has the lowest percent of cell phone only people? It's right here in our area. It is New Jersey. Only 19% of New Jersey residents are cell phone only, and that 19% for New Jersey is the lowest percent of cell phone only households of any state in the nation.
Why?
Well, I don't know for sure. I think that it's related to age, and New Jersey may skew a little older, but clearly not as old as some other states. It may have to do with urbanicity and density and not being out in the country and some other factors. I just don't know. We don't have precise data from the government to tell us why, but for whatever reason, New Jersey, and actually Delaware and Pennsylvania are below average, but New Jersey's at the very bottom of the list.
Frank, I love your turn of phrase, urbanicity. What can you tell us about Philadelphia?
Well, Philadelphia per se, like most big cities, is slightly above average in terms of being cell phone only. People who live in dense urban areas and people who are minorities are more likely to rely on cell phones and not have landlines. And that's true for Philadelphia County, according to the government, above average cell phone only. And also for Allegheny County out in the western part of the state. But for the rest of Pennsylvania, it's below average. So you have to put all those together. Big cities, less likely to have landlines, more rural areas, more likely to have landlines than in the big cities.
Frank, of course, you can continue to reach me by Morse code. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.